Asian Americans make up just 10% of New York City's population, but they comprise 14% of Army recruits. The numbers are even more striking in California cities. In the San Francisco Bay Area, for example, 42% of recruits so far this year have been Asian Americans, way over their local population.
Now.
Army officers at the Bay Area's Richmond Hilltop Mall recruiting station teach incoming soldiers to march. The recruits, still in high school, will start basic training after they graduate. Here's an ethnic roll call of 15 incoming students at the recruitment station.
Asian.
Asian.
Chinese.
Chinese.
Vietnamese.
Pacific Islander. Filipino.
Black and Latina.
Mexican. Seven of the 15 are Asian Pacific Islanders. That's almost half.
Whoa. What part of that? What part of it?
Recruits Albert and Barry Huang are 18-year-old twins who speak Cantonese at home, English outside. They tend to finish each other's sentences.
My parents always push the idea of go to college. And so this is a start of how we're going
to do what our parents want us to do.
Yes.
We'll just go to college, get an education.
You got motivated?
Tune, attention. Right, face.
Barry calls the marching orders for the recruits. This is his route to college.
Now that the economy's gone down and the tuition's gone up, the Army, they can pay for my college, so I was like, might as well do it.
Asian American parents' traditional emphasis on education has run into the stumbling U.S. economy and skyrocketing college costs. So the military's education benefits have become particularly appealing. That's one reason Asian Americans are increasingly joining the Army. But that's not the whole story.
In the present war, they're not fighting Asians like World War II or Vietnam.
Ken Mochizuki co-authored a book about Asians in the military. He points out that American soldiers before this generation were fighting Asians, Japanese in World War II, then Koreans and Vietnamese. Today's young soldiers, he says, were born after those wars and are less apprehensive of the military. And for today's generation of American Southeast Asians, born to parents who spent time in refugee camps before emigrating,
they want to prove their loyalty to this country and they're as American as anybody else.
Yet increased recruitment of Asian Americans doesn't mean that more are on the front lines.
The majority are in combat service support, technical support, computer support, medical.
Dr. Betty Maxfield is the chief of personnel data. She says Asian Americans are more commonly found in non-combat jobs than as frontline fighters. Soldiers who focus on the military's education benefits, she says, train in jobs that can translate to civilian life, like technology or medicine, rather than rifles or sharpshooting. The Huang twins say that for them, finding non-combat roles is also cultural and religious. Their mother is Buddhist.
It affected me. When I decided to join the military, I was like, I'm not going to kill anybody. I do not want to kill anybody. I don't want to have a person's death on my conscience.
The rising visibility of Asian Americans already in the service may make a military career more acceptable to Asian Americans. Retired four-star General Eric Shinseki, a Japanese-American, now heads the Department of Veterans Affairs. Antonio Taguba, a Filipino-American major general, led the Abu Ghraib investigation. The most potent reason that Asian Americans are increasingly joining the Army may just be because they now see top-level officers who look like them. For VOA News, I'm Lonnie Shavelson at the Army Recruiting Station in Richmond, California.